Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in to WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, joining us online worldwide, thanks to our podcast, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, I think all of us try to bring our best to life, whether we're talking about personally or professionally. But, you know, can the striving for perfectionism in our lives be something that can do more harm than good? Our next guest has written a book that's really fascinating. It's geared toward our businesses and also management, but I found some great things for myself that I think can really help us all personally as well. We're excited to welcome Dr. Greg Chesson to our broadcast. His book is called Flawed, Why Professionalism is a Talent for Management. We're going to talk to him not only about the writing of the book, but also the research and what he hopes you're able to learn, not only about how you can be able to use this for yourself when it comes to your own growth process, but also be able to share with others as well. If you just hearing about the book, we'll let you know how to get your own copy of it as well. Dr. Chesson, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is an important conversation, and as I mentioned, you know, from the time when we are younger, most of us, of course, have always tried to strive to do our best, or the best has been expected of us. I love the way that you're able to talk about this topic, though, not only, of course, about how this can be something that can be detrimental. I mean, of course, we all, you know, want to be able to put our best self forward, but also the dangers of always striving for that professionalism in our lives. Talk to us about the conversations you'd be able to have. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the book so far?
So far, I think that there's been a really good response. People have really resonated with the topic of perfectionism. I think, you know, people, I think it's a bit of a mystery as to what perfectionism really is, but I think once they read a little bit about it, it starts to really click and they start to see it everywhere. I think it's a little bit like when you see a new version of a car on the streets, and you're like, wow, that's a really cool looking car. And then you start seeing it everywhere. I think it's really easy to notice it. Once you notice it, then you notice it everywhere. And I think that's a little bit like what perfectionism is.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point. And I think, you know, when we're talking about business, and I was saying to you before we went live here, one of the things we're doing here on the radio side is we are, May is recognized, among other things, as Small Business Appreciation Month. And, of course, we want to be able to think about ways we can be able to help, you know, support small businesses, but also how small businesses can be spotlighted as well. This is definitely something that can work in the workplace. But did you go into the book, Dr. Chesson, knowing that there are some great principles here that can help us in our daily lives as well?
Yeah, that's a bit of the secret of the book. I needed to find an audience for this because you can't write a book for everyone on the planet. And there are some excellent self-help books out there, and there are some excellent books for training professionals in the mental health community. But there really wasn't anything for helping individuals in a leadership position in management and organizations. And that just struck me as odd because this is where I think a lot of the damage can come for perfectionism. And so to me, it seemed like an obvious fit. But yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people who have perfectionism have read this book and sent me a message saying, I wish I had this 20 years ago. This is so helpful for me, even outside of work. And so I have found that, yeah, it's geared towards this particular segment, but I think the lessons are pretty transcendent.
Yeah, such a great point. So let's talk about your process for this, because, you know, you've been recognized, Dr. Chesson, I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, you know, for being able to not only, you know, use your platform to be able to educate, but also to inform and inspire. Did you feel any added pressure yourself writing a book about this topic?
Yeah, it's a bit of a meta process. I can't tell you how many times I had to stop and say, Greg, stop. And actually, like, follow your own dang advice. This is ridiculous. I felt like the byline should have said, Greg Chesson, hypocrite at large. It was, there were a couple of moments where I had to just stop and say, look, it's not going to be perfect. I'm still finding typos in the book. I think anyone who's written a book can tell you that it's never finished. You're always finding things where you're thinking, oh, I should have done this. Well, that's a typo. Oop, that didn't sound right. Oop, that's not the word I meant to use. And, you know, you learn to sit with it. And I think that this book is an embodiment of the principles therein. And yeah, it was a process. I'm not going to lie. You know, I think somebody who writes an entire book on perfectionism probably comes from a place of having struggled with some of it. And I'd be the first to tell you that that's true.
Right.
And I think this was a bit of a personal journey to some extent, but you know, I wanted to get the message out. I've been seeing so much perfectionism. I'm at the University of Chicago. Tends to attract a certain type of individual, very high achieving, very intense. And I just have people coming through my doors looking for treatment for perfectionism. And I thought, well, I can do this. I could keep doing this, helping people one-to-one, but I think the message needs to just get out. I need to spread the idea here that this is not the way to approach the world.
Right. And I'm so glad you said that, because I have to say, as someone who reads a lot of books, Dr. Chasson, when I started the book, I have always felt like a lot of times some of the best books are written because it's the book the author needed themselves, right? And I think uh-huh. I love the fact that you mentioned that, you know, you're having to wrestle with your own fight with professionalism. I think a lot of people can relate to that in their own lives when they're looking at different things. I guess I wanted to ask you about the connections. Did you expect that there would be people who would not only connect with the message, but connect with you and your own journey with this topic?
I think so. I mean, I wanted to be as authentic, as genuine as I could with this, because I do think that that's the best way to get a message across and to help people is by not telling them things, but by living it with them. And I think that this is part of my process was to just put my heart and soul out there and say, look, this is what I think perfectionism is based on the research, based on my work in the clinical world, and then based on my own lived experience. And this may resonate with you, it may not, but I imagine that you will encounter perfectionism at some point. And so pick up Flawed, and I think that it will at some level click. And I think it's the genuine approach that I think does connect with people. I try to use humor in addition as a way to connect with people. I think that's resonated with people. But in general, this can be a heavy topic. And so the way that you can make it palatable for people can vary. But I think it's important. Otherwise, people tune out.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I should say for our audience that even though, I mean, Dr. Chasson has been able to write this book, and, you know, coming from some great research, the book is easy to read. Which is always important. And I tell people a lot of times when I have a doctor on the program, Dr. Chasson, people say, well, I understand it. I'm like, yes, this is one of the books you'll understand. So I want to talk about that challenge because it is something that connects with us scientifically, which is kind of dealing with our head. But also I think it's able to connect with the heart. How big of a challenge was that for you in writing Flawed?
That was probably the number one challenge. I have to be honest with you. I'm used to writing scientific articles for journals for scientists and clinical reports and notes for other doctors. And so that was I'm glad you asked, because actually no one has asked me that question. It really was, I think, the biggest challenge out of all of this was, how do I communicate this in a way that actually, you know, it will connect with and is understandable? I mean, I once had a great mentor that I sent a scientific abstract to. It was 400 or 500 words, and it was so dense and jargony and just ridiculous. I mean, at every level, I was a trainee trying to, you know, brown nose and look smart. And I sent it to this guy who happened to be a full professor at Harvard and, you know, far well beyond in his career and super intelligent and successful. And he just sends a reply back. His name was Michael Jenicky, and he says, can you please write this in a way that a Jenicky can understand? And I just thought it was the greatest mentoring advice in just one quick sentence. And I thought to myself, right, what's the point of communicating an abstract? Well, you want to get a message across. And if you're writing it to sound smart and to look sophisticated, you're not doing the job. And it's undermining the whole point of the abstract. And so that's the approach I took with his book. So his mentoring advice has resonated with me 20, 30 years later, and that's how I approached this book. But it was a lot of hard work. I've read this book 300 times at this point, and you just stop seeing it for what it is. You almost go into like this, you know, hallucination state as you're reading this book for the 300th time. And it's hard to see what's going on in the book right in front of you. But I've had a lot of people read through it to help me. I've gone through and tried to reword things and use different words that aren't jargony. So I really did spend a lot of time on that.
Yeah, and I tell you, it shows. It shows because, again, for myself as a reader, the result is something that is, it makes sense, but it's also easy to digest. And it's easy to kind of hold up the mirror, and I want to get more into that, Dr. Chasson, with you. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, though, welcome. You're listening to Conversations Live. We have Dr. Greg Chasson joining us today. He's the author of a great new book called Flawed, Why Professionalism is a Challenge for Management. But as you can tell from this conversation here, it is much more than just for those in business. It definitely applies for life, too. One of the great things you do in the book, and I think this is great for our audience who may be wondering, is this something for me? You talk about something that I think is so important for us to understand, and that is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a high expectation or, you know, expectation for yourself. But the danger is when it goes to a level where you expect yourself to always get things right, basically. And I love that. And so talk to us more about that, because there is the balance in that. You're not saying in the book that we should not have healthy expectations. But talk to us about how we can veer into the unreasonable.
Yeah, I really wanted people not to leave this book thinking, oh, I shouldn't be trying to achieve at a high level. And I don't want people in management thinking, if I abide by this or follow these principles, that I'm going to see the quality suffer. And I don't think that's the case at all. There's a very big difference in my mind between high expectations and perfectionism, which is that perfectionism really is extreme. It's excessive expectations or standards or goals, but that's combined with this really high level of rigidity where people can't really change their minds. They're really stuck on a path, pivot and move to a new strategy. They get really stuck. And that to me is, those two things are the hallmark of perfectionism, the rigidity, the getting stuck, the inflexibility, plus the excessive goals and standards. And those two things are really problematic for people. And they don't necessarily mean that you can't have high expectations. In my mind, high expectations are reasonable. They're not excessive. They're attainable given industry standards or just based on what your peers are doing. And they tend to be flexible. So if something happens like COVID or a hurricane or what have you, you're able to pivot and say, look, these goals are no longer reasonable. We need to adjust these based on the circumstance. And so I think that there really is a difference. And my message is not, hey, perfectionism is all about high expectations. And if you approach this, you're going to start seeing your quality suffer. That is not what I'm trying to get across.
Right. Right. I think that's such a great point. And I think it's something a lot of times, especially if we're just going back to business and to management, Dr. Chasson, people may be thinking about the main thing is the bottom line, right? I mean, to make sure that we are able to reach this goal. What I love that you do in the book, though, that is such a thing we don't think about is that a lot of times by expecting things that are not reasonable, that's even taking you further away from your goal, right? Because you end up having high turnover. You end up having people who are disenchanted with their jobs and who are not going to give their best. What has that part of the conversation been like?
Yeah, that's an important point. I appreciate you bringing it up. I think that creating a culture with these perfectionistic tendencies and expectations, I think undermines the mission of the organization. And there's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy or an irony to this, in that, you know, just think about, you know, when you were in school and you're working on a paper that was due and you're just continuously trying to fix it, fixing the margins, changing out the words, changing that sentence, and you're so concerned about it and you're so compulsively fixing things that you don't even turn it in on time or you don't even turn it in at all, and you end up getting a really poor grade. I mean, that to me is the ultimate irony, is that you're working so hard on this thing to get it perfect and that you end up not even turning it in, so it ends up being detrimental to your performance. To me, that is the kind of thing that's brought to the organization level where people are so concerned about making things perfect. And some of the examples I provide in the book Flawed will take you to the, you know, will provide some illustrations of this. The one that I think hits home for people is, you know, writing an email. I've had people tell me that they'll sit there for a half hour writing an email, And sometimes it makes sense if it's a really critical email. Maybe it's an ask. Maybe you're trying to talk to somebody about getting some capital for a project, whatever it is. But a lot of people get stuck writing emails that in the end are not that important. And they don't even get – they don't even send it, or it gets sent so late that it's not even it's not even timely anymore. It's not even important. And so you get these ironies where people are so stuck on how they're performing that it undermines the actual performance. And I think that that really sucks the life out of an organization and undermines productivity and efficiency. And I think those two things hit the bottom line of a company very quickly.
Yeah. And that's why conversations like this are so important. I had the feeling, Dr. Chasson, in reading the book that this was more than just a book, that it really was in many ways a way to open up conversations, but also speaking engagements. Is that something you hope to be able to do, to be able to travel and to share these thoughts with businesses and conferences?
Yeah, absolutely. I am starting to do some speaking and consultations with businesses and other organizations. I think a lot of this can be brought to organizations to really help them increase their productivity. I really think a lot of it is about control. Perfectionism is really about control, and I think people misunderstand that to really address perfectionism is to gain more control, but really, in my mind, it's to give up some of that control. And to say that you can't control all these things, and the best thing that you can do is probably just use your control to give up that control, which is very difficult for people to do, to relinquish control. And in doing so, though, you're sitting with the possibility that things don't go the way that you want, but it often frees you up to be able to use your resources to work on things that you can control. And so, yes, the speaking is something I do want to do. And you know, if there are organizations out there that see that they're getting stuck or their employees are getting stuck trying to be perfect and it slows everything down, I think that some of my strategies and my framework can be very helpful for them.
Totally agree. Again, everyone, Dr. Greg Chasson has been our guest. The book is Flawed, Why Professionalism is a Challenge for Management. The book's available now. You can get it, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com, either the paperback edition, that's what I have, or the Kindle edition. But also, Dr. Chasson, you do have a great website that also has information about the book. Let our audience know how to find you.
Yeah, absolutely. www.gregchasson.com, C-H-A-S-S, as in Samantha, O-N as in Nancy.com. And you could go to the book at flogbook.com, which is a bit of a terrible URL, but flogbook.com. but hopefully it's in the spirit of the book that you'll remember it. And go there. You could pick up a couple of free chapters if you go to my website and see, give it a test drive, see if you like it. And then if you do, hopefully you'll pick it up. There will be an audiobook coming out probably in a couple of months. So if you're more a listener – and I imagine some of your audience might be more of a listener, given that we're, you know, doing this via audio, but that will be available as well.
Love it. All right. You know, you just brought up a really good point. I would love to get you on our Amazon Live show, which is our own camera show on Amazon.com. So we'll definitely – I have to work to get that set up. But, Greg, really enjoyed this conversation with you today. Really appreciate the time, and I hope you'll come back.
I would be delighted. Thank you so much.
Glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.